Lord, I thank you this morning for healing the sick. Lord, I thank you for your presence is doing in Apache Junction. Father God, how you're elevating us, Lord God, and giving your name a place to resound. Father God, I thank you for what you're doing in the lives of every individual person in the body of Christ, that you're taking us to another level this year. If we'll get a hold of your word and grab a hold of it for our lives and sustain in it, Lord God, there's a new place for us to be, a new land for us to conquer. Lord God, a new horizon, a new mountain to overcome. Father God, there are treasures waiting for us at the end of our sustain. So Lord, minister to us and through us today. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm so excited about this. I'm trying to dial myself down. Say bear up. Bear up. This is the conclusion-ish of sustain. If you are a social media junkie and you want to make someone happy, write Michael Todd social media and tell him, hey, my pastor stole some stuff. You know, he had a vision from God. We listened to your Anchored series, and we want to say thank you for inspiring him. We're sustaining. You know, let him know, because he did. He inspired me. He had a word from God for the body of Christ in general. And then as I was listening to it, the Lord said, tell new season. This is the year for them to sustain. And I said, okay, Lord. And we started breaking down sustain, right? So today's is going to be bear up. Say bear up.
Bear up.
Say bear up.
Bear up.
All right. This morning, we're going to be bearing up this morning. It's going to be, it sounds different. Bear up. Or bear up, right? But bear up. It sounds different when you say, ever have things that you say, but when you put a different attitude on it, it kind of seems different. You know, you can say things and the tone really projects the tude, doesn't it? You know, like you can have marital disagreements all about tone. Anybody ever had a marital disagreement about tone? Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of husbands like, Pastor, can we just go? We'll need to stay there. It's church, Pastor. But seriously, and there's a tude I want us to have with this bear up. I want us to have a little bit of an attitude in the process, okay? Bear up is different than buck up and put up. Yeah, it's in there. Buck up and put up are kind of in there, but bear up is like an attitude meets effort kind of thing. Attitude meets effort. Bear up is where our determined attitude meets our effort. Say sustain.
Yay.
How about this? Remember last week's definition, what it was? To carry out a sound for a long time. Can you say sustain? Say it with me, sustain. We're in this for the long haul, right? We've had enough people in the body of Christ, I got saved, and oh, Jesus! And then, you know, 2 months later, they're doing something stupid, right? Or 2 years later, or something big happens in their life, and that, right? We've had enough of not sustaining as the body of Christ, right? We're going to be a sustaining church, right? This is episode Bear Up. You can listen to this rest of the sustain series, I think, right, online? Yeah, the meat of it's there. For the time's sake, I think, right? It is there. And the website. Okay. So this has been the year we've been reminded to sustain. So I am the church, and I will sustain, right? Sustain, we must trust him first. We've learned that, right? He's our source of sustain. We learn to hold the line, right? We got to hold the line a little bit. We learn to make and keep our sound. You're expected to make a sound for God. And often things don't make sounds unless they're squeezed. Right? God is wanting us, before we're squeezed, to make a sound for him. And when we're squeezed, to make a sound for him. And then to keep making a sound until we have no more sound left in us. And that sound's supposed to glorify him in his goodness and the things he does in our life. So we're supposed to make a sound with our life. It's supposed to be heard long after our note has been played. Right? We're supposed to have a sustain. All this may be needed this year. Do you think so? God's been talking to us about sustain. Took 4 weeks out of your life on a Sunday to keep the same word broken down 5 different ways. I served you eggs fried, scrambled, right? Poached, boiled, egg salad. I don't know if you'd be skipping me to serve quiche. I don't know. Maybe. Maybe, I don't know. But I'm serving up a lot of different ways because I feel like this is an important word, right? This year, we're going to need to recall this word sustain. Throughout your life, this year, you're going to be in the midst of something, you're going to go sustain. And one of those definitions is going to pop up to you and go, what? This is what Pastor was talking about. God was talking to me in this very moment. I better sustain. Now, you're sustaining me. I better just hold the line. Or I'm just going to sustain. I need to recognize who my source is, no matter how I feel. Right? You're going to need to sustain. Maybe God's going to put you in a position. You got to start making sounds for him. It's your season to open your mouth and give God glory from your life and actually exhibit some of your scars that God has healed you from so other people can get healed. This might be the season for you to open your mouth for God. Sustain. I guarantee it's your season. Because this is the only season we're guaranteed is the one we're in. Seasons change. Even when you don't want them to. If it were up to me, we would be in fall all year long. You know, it would be how we were, land of perpetual fall. Hallelujah. You know, hallelujah. You're going to need to use this word. He sustains us, right? God alone. We sustain. We're not going to lose our ground. I'm so tired of probably in my life and in your life losing ground. You took so hard ground to conquer, right? Man, who's ever dieted more than once? Right? We lost some ground. We gained some ground, and then we lost some ground again. I got more ground around, right? I'd like to lose some of this ground and keep it gone. Sustain that, you know? I'd like to. I'd like to hold the line on that one. I'd like to make a long sound. Do you want to make a long sound? Do you want to make a legendary sound? A legendary sound where your name is remembered because of the testimony of God in your life long after you exist. People will say of your name and tell of your story, and the way that you inspired God in the earth, the way that you touch other people's lives. Will your name be legendary for God? Not because, well, they had a great business. Well, they had a, that was a great church. No, no, your name spoken of eternally as a sound for God. Man, we got to sustain, right? That's a goal. That's a squad goal. See, squad goal right there, right? I think the definition we're going to get on today is going to be called bear up. And I think I got a definition. I have the definitions up there, Cheyenne. Sure, yeah. Let's read through last week, and then we'll get to this week's. So far, we've learned sustain means to strengthen or support physically, mentally, to nourish with substance. We learned that sustain definition is hold the line, undergo or suffer something unpleasant, especially related to injury. What's today's definition, Shai? Last week's was make a lasting sound, make a note that from the time the note is struck to the time it ends is the sustain. Right? When you're struck for God, how long will your sound last? And today's definition of sustain is this: to bear up under, to support the weight of, to support what is true, legal, just, or valid. We need to sustain in the truth, not in the feels. I know that sounds elementary, but I want to talk about it because we sustain in the feels way more than we sustain in the truth. It happens to us. Are you the church? Are you human? Come on. We want the truth to feel good. We want the truth to feel good. And sometimes, if it goes against my feels, I find a group to support my feelings, not the truth. If it goes against my feelings, then I got to find someplace else to get my feelings met, because why? God's truth is bugging me. I need someone else to interpret the truth like I feel it should be. Come on, we're the church. We got to get better at that. Because to sustain, we can only support what is true, not what is feeling, right? Truth is not always in the feels. It's rarely in the feels. We need his truth spoken in love, right, to us. Say the truth. I support God in his truth. I support God in his truth. And a lot of times his truth goes right against my feelings. You ever read his truth and had it grated against your feelings? Yeah. Grated against my feelings, but I feel differently about this. If I were you, Lord, I would change this. Yeah, if you were me for a second, the world would fall apart. Truth. I support the truth. I support Jesus Christ. The way, the truth, and life. Why? Because he supports me. He sustains me, so I sustain with him. Right? the truth. We want to give God our feel sometimes. And what he desires at times is our support. Well, God don't mean his support. Yeah, he needs you to stand up and speak for him when he puts you in a place to do so. He needs you to sustain and hold a line and not give ground that he gave you. He needs to be recognized as the source of your life when people ask and they see. And then not just out of your words, but is it truth? Is your money, your effort, your attitude, and everything you do focus on God? Or is it just a Sunday morning experience? They need to see truth. Got time to sustain, right? Sometimes our Christianity lasts as long as Sunday morning. Short note. Say it's time to sustain. His church, right, only supporting the truth. Not opinions, not perspective, not a group vote, and not at times even our experiences. I have tended to be an experience-related guy. Just support the truth. That's hard for the church to do sometimes. Sometimes we support the truth, but terribly. Shouting the truth, smacking people with the truth is not supporting the truth. Right? And avoiding the truth and wishing it felt differently is not the truth. Yep. The truth is the truth. Right, it is. So support the truth. But here's the sad fact, right? The truth is often a manipulated concept in our world, isn't it? Right? That's why it's the most important thing for you to seek God and read it for yourself. Yeah. Read from the only truth that can sustain you. But go to that. The packs of those food are called manna packs, you know, manna from heaven. God has given us his word, right? And he said, why don't you sustain in there? You'll know truth. It'll grate against you, but you'll be able to support it when you know it. I support things all the time that I'm not really fond of. We have business meetings once a month. I hate it, but I support it. I'm there crunching numbers, listening to projections, buying stuff on Amazon, walking the patches come in. I'm there. I'm supporting, you know, at least physically I'm there, you know, I'm support. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. So what Jesus says and does should be one of our main focuses, right? The truth. Sourced by him. Hold the line. Support him. What? The truth. But today we're going to talk a little bit more than about supporting the truth. I want to talk about bear your weights. Bear your weights till Jesus returns. Wait a minute, Pastor. Bear my weight? Are you saying pull my weight around the church family? Nope. No, it's not one of those messages. You know, it's not one of those messages. Serve somewhere, get involved, be part, do your part, ask what God. It's not that. But what I am saying is God has given each one of us our own weights and responsibilities, and I don't know how good we bear them. Sometimes, I've got to be honest, right? Things in my life, often weights and responsibilities he has me carry, he's asked me to, I don't want them. I don't want to put up with them. I don't want to ever get up in the morning as a sole provider for your home and not want to go to work. And not that you fell sick, it's just you're sick of work. It's 128 outside, Caleb, you're like, oh no, I won't go out there. Forget it, right? How many times you got up to do it? Every time. Sometimes each of us, we have these own weights of responsibility that God actually expects us to carry. Hurdles that we're supposed to overcome. I'm about to say, crosses that we're supposed to bear, right? Say, bear up. God has expectations that we bear up a little bit, you know? I remember the Apostle Paul, it's not my notes, I'm drifting now. Every time you see me off stage, I drift. I'm tethered over there somewhere. I'm buoyed, you know? I'm buoyed over there. Yeah, I can do this. I can swing the other side. See, there's like, ooh, check your notes, go over here, you know? But what I want to talk about is sometimes, we fuss about something God gave us that's hard. Okay, I want to make an example. When I blew my knee out, it was never going to be healed again. It was going to stay the crumbled mess of hardware and bone fragments. I had to hear from God, my grace is sufficient for you. Yep. Yeah. But I'm praying for this little girl to get healed, and she got healed in the hospital. What about my knee? My grace is sufficient for you. Well, your knee not being that way, you might be one of the most arrogant people on the planet. I saved your life with that cross. Bear it. God. Crosses, huh? Crosses. Paul said, well, let's, you know, just Pastor Sean and Mary with their cross, because they probably had some problems in life. God had to humble them, you know. Paul, the Apostle Paul, not in my notes. You won't find the scripture. But he says he went three times before the Lord and said, take this infirmity from me. Some people say, well, Paul's infirmity was he had a weepy eye. Okay, he had really bad allergies. He said, well, that doesn't sound like a big cross. Well, if you ever have really bad allergies, it's hard to breathe. Upstate New York was like torture for me in the spring. And I had to fish. I had to be out there. I just couldn't breathe. So she would worry about me all the time. You know, whatever Paul's thing was, maybe Paul's cross to bear is whatever his infirmity was. He took so many ridiculous beatings to the point of death. Maybe he walked like I do. I said, Lord, you raised me from the dead, but you didn't fix this thing. I get up, it's cold at night laying on the ground. I'm, you know, in my hip. He said, yep. I remember touching hips like people like Jacob too. Had to turn him into Israel. Why are you fighting against your cross? I'm not saying accept infirmity, and I'm not saying accept hard things, but I'm saying maybe God put some things in your life as a cross for you to bury instead of you whining about it. Bear up. I'm trying to help us. Why? Because we've been wimpy. We've been like little, I'm constantly little groundhogs. I've been Punxsutawney Phil. I've been hunkered down during the season, finding snacks. You know, not really working out like I should. Right? And the Lord said, it's time to come out, Punxsutawney Phil. Don't be afraid of your shadow. Get out there and get the work done. It's time to hit the work, right? It's time to bear up. It's time to do the things I asked you to do. It is time. It's time. We got to learn to give our best, don't we? I think sometimes we get comfortable just giving them enough. Anybody ever? Anybody, I just gave God enough. I mean, come on, 2 Sundays a month. What does God want? Are you kidding me? If the suns were on today, I don't know where I'd be. You know? Give me a break. It's like, Pastor, don't be pushing that one. I know. Sometimes the cheering back there on Sunday morning is not for me. I'm just saying. We got to learn to give them our best, right? Or how about we do the best with what we are given? Give them your best, and then do the best with what you're given. Yeah. See, that's a big key. Not all of us are given the same thing. Well, I could do my very best if I had Bezos money. Woo! I could do my best. I really feel like I could if I had it. But you could be your best if, right? If I only had Hannah's voice, woo, the albums I'd put out. If I only, right, we start. But God said, I didn't give you that, Pastor. Well, if I had a fully equipped gym like my friend John does, no, but you got heavy things in the garage you can move around. What's in your hand? That box right there. Pick it up 55 times. Well, I don't have any weights. Uh-huh, bear that one. Get in shape. Bear the ones I've given you. Get in shape. Bear up what I've given you. Get in shape. It is the season to bear up. It is the season finally to climb out of our caves and bear up, right? Now, you can think of it as bear up muscle. How about bear up? You know, get your bear mode. Get your Kodiak out. Get your grizzly. Get your polar bear. I don't know. Get it. It's time to kind of get an attitude to your service of God. Like, I'm going to start bearing up. I'm tired of fussing. Yeah. I'm not going to focus on what I don't have. I'm going to focus on what he gave me. I'm going to bear those things, and I'm going to use those things. I'm going to make a sound with those things. Isn't it time we bear up a little harder? Come on, isn't it? Don't you feel that? We always want someone else to bear up. I think we have areas in our lives it's time to bear up. Because why? Because God's a mean taskmaster. No, he's got an end zone for you to accomplish. There is an end game for you. There is a finish line that he is trying to get us to bear our weight and carry across the line. And not just ourselves. We are called to carry so much more than ourselves. I should get to some scripture to prove that here soon, huh? Jesus had some weights, didn't he? And one of his number one weights is your sin, my sin, our sin, their sin. He bore it. Right before God, he suffered for us. He bore the weight of sin. I think he deserves praise, right? For that one, praise. Woo! Hallelujah. Man, right? You know what else he bears? He bears things like the complete direction and life plan for the whole world. You've heard the song, right? He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole, right? He's got it. So he's got some weights to carry, right? He does. The church, say the church. I am the church. We must learn to carry our crosses daily, and we got to learn to bear up much better. It is time to bear up. Bear up with an attitude of gratefulness, too. Man, there's this guy, you know, he's this wrestler in high school. He's a legend. I'm like, oh, I'm doing good. He's a wrestler in high school from our hometown. His name was Garrett Keith. You could probably look him up online. And Garrett was a heavyweight wrestler. And he, in that time in the school, I think was the only African-American in the school. So he had a lot of adversity, Garrett did. And Garrett was a state champion. And Garrett got a full-ride scholarship, I think, to North Carolina State. And somewhere along the lines, Garrett had a bunch of health problems. And if you see Garrett online right now, he's got amputated fingers, amputated leg. He's bloated, and he's lived the last 5 years, I think, in a nursing facility. And he is one of the most positive men I find on Facebook to this day. He talks about Jesus, and he's encouraging people. And I thought, man, I got a hold of him. I said, hey, Garrett, you don't remember me. It's a punk kid. I was in eighth grade when you were a superstar. You and Pete Kirkendall, he went to Penn State. And they were rocks, legends. And I said, Garrett, can I share your story or part of your story? Can you email me your testimony? He said, I'd love to. I'd love to. Anything that helps Jesus. Man, I don't know how my attitude would be if I was a star athlete and then I had to lose my leg, my fingers, and live in a nursing facility. I don't know how my bear-up attitude would be. But I love looking at Garrett Keith. And every time I see him, I hear a sound. I see that crawl. I got arms left, Pastor. I got legs left, Pastor. I got a voice left, Pastor. I got a sound I can make, Pastor. I'm not going to look what I don't have. This is what I do have. And I'm bearing up with what I have, and I'm bearing up for a reason. Right? It's time to bear up. It's time to bear up. He was a star. So the question is, if you, the church, can we sustain? Can we maintain a course even when it gets hard to bear? Can we do it? Can we have a grateful God song in our heart as well, why we're doing it? Sometimes I bear up okay, but my tune isn't so great. You know, ever get that, you know, you got a 7 things on your honey-do list, in your middle, you finish the 7th, and one of the spouses adds on 2 more? You do them, right? But you weren't smiling for them, were you? Nope. Someone else could get the garbage once in a while. But I'll do it. Right? Oh, the husband's like, Pastor, why are you busting on us today? Just move on. Move on. We can have a better attitude about our crosses, can't we? Here's a big fact. We're called to carry more than just ourselves. I saw one of God's warriors this week, man. He had a choice to sustain, and boy, did he hold the line. I never was prouder of this guy. I saw him actually carry weights for the first time that were bigger than he had before. He's still crawling, but I'm watching him. And it's been inspirational to me. To see the church get stronger, it's amazing. Say, I'm the church, and I got to stop wanting to be carried all the time. What do you say? I am the church, and I got to stop wanting to be the one carried all the time. Come on, that's how we get. Woe is me. If I just put this on Facebook, someone won't come over and carry me. Maybe you could just text them for prayer. didn't need to use a Facebook platform. I'm trying to help us get someplace. I feel like we've been kind of soft. We've been soft, Herb. Soft. And I feel like God's saying, I'm not trying to be mean. I'm trying to strengthen you up. Why? Because you're almost to the goal line. And that's why you feel so stinking weak. You feel so burnt. You don't have a minute left. If one more, who said this week? If one more thing happens. If one more thing happens, I tell you right now, I'm gonna. Anybody? Bueller? Anyone? Bueller? I see that hand. Right? I feel like God's saying, listen, don't give up, Brock. I know it's hard. You have it in you. Not just for our own lives. We're supposed to be strong enough at times so we can bear up more weights for him to give us. Sustain the weights that he actually gives us. I need us to hear this. Say, hear this. Grab your neighbor. Right? Just grab your neighbor. Give a little elbow like this one. Small one. Not one like, hey, pay attention. More like, wake up. This is important. He doesn't have to sustain the weight that you choose to pick up on your own. God does not have to sustain the weights that you choose to pick up on your own. How many of you ever picked up stuff on your own? Yeah, and you're like, oh my goodness, didn't know what I was getting into. I had no idea, right? It sounded like such a great thing. How could God not be in this? Don't even have to pray about it. This feels good. And then before you know it, that thing is choking the life out of you. Ever been there? God doesn't have to sustain the things that we pick up on our own, but he will help us to sustain the things that he gave us to pick up. He will do that. Here's some words. We have some words for sustain. Because bearing unnecessary weights can crush you. You know that? I'll tell you right now, I'm just starting the workout process. And if what I'm having the bench bar right now, all Jordan would have to do is add 10 more pounds, and it could crush me. Just 10 more. I went from okay to going, oh no. Right? I didn't have it. Here's our synonyms, right? For our word sustain, to assist, to continue, to help, to preserve, to bankroll, to convey, to endorse, to nourish, to prolong, to keep alive, to keep from falling, to keep going, to provide for and to shore up. These are the things the Lord is saying to us. All these words are in our sauce this year for sustain. We're going to need all that. It's a complex word. We're called to sustain in the truth, right? We talked about that. We're called to do it when it's hard. We're called to sustain for one another. As long as you have breath, sustain. So let's get into the scripture to prove it. Ready? Matthew 16:24. Pastor's talked enough. It's time for Jesus. Then Jesus says to his disciples, if anyone wishes to follow me as my disciple, if anyone wishes to follow me, he must deny himself, set aside his selfish interests. If anyone is really going to follow God, we have to learn to deny ourselves. And then what's he say next? Jesus. And take up his cross. If you're going to follow Jesus, if you're really going to follow Jesus, this is really going to be a lifestyle of he is my Lord and Savior. There is going to be seasons and times in your life you're going to have to deny yourself. And there are crosses he's given you that you must pick up. We're always trying to avoid that. Right? It's not a cheery thing. Jesus said he must deny himself and take up his cross, expressing a willingness to endure whatever may come. I'm not very willing to endure things. I'm being honest. I don't like to endure certain things. If my AC were to go out, I don't know how long I can endure being in the house. It would be hard for me. I love the nursery and tiny children, and tiny children love me. But if you were to put me back there for an hour with all of them, I don't know how my endurance would be. I don't know. But I know this. Sometimes the things the Lord asks me to do I don't know if it's you. I don't know if I'm in the attitude of willing to endure whatever may come once I say yes. Anybody else ever been there? It says, Jesus says, take up his cross and follow me. Believing in me, conforming to my example, and living, and if need be, and suffering, and perhaps dying because of faith in me. I should read it one more time, right? Because it was just a little too much. Then Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone wishes to follow me, this is in Matthew, he must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Say sustain. Bear up. Give it our best. Carry what he gives us and put your best attitude into it. You know, one of the first ministries I ever was given was the moving ministry from Bishop Pierce. Oh, man, I was maybe what? We just got married. 23, and I got a ministry given to me by the bishop himself. He said, you now are in charge of the moving ministry. I said, I am. What does it mean? Anytime anybody in the body needs to move, you're going to help them and organize a team to get it done. I went, oh, okay. Yeah, you see where this is going. It seemed to be the summer of moving the year I took over the ministry. In about the third move in, because I was working two full-time jobs and a husband, I was tired and busy and people were moving every second. And I would get to some places like, oh, Brother Sean, you want to help me? You're over the moving ministry. I say, yes, ma'am. Can you show up Saturday, 10 a.m.? Well, you tell me right now. Yeah, we got to move tomorrow. Tomorrow, I was like a barbecue. I was going to go to the Glen, jump in the water. I'm over that ministry. All right, I'll be there tomorrow. Thanks for the notice. Notice my attitude slipping. Yeah, thanks for the notice, sister. I love you, too. Mm-hmm. I get there. I call five guys. Two show up. Because they're like, dude, it's not my ministry. Deuces, you know? Thank you, guys. Uh-huh. I wasn't saved. I'd punch you right in the face. But never mind. Here I am. Here we guys. We're going to move this household. We're going to move this household. And then by the end of the day, it's a two-story. But look, we'll get it done. And then we can bounce. And pizza's on me. No, we get in there. They're still watching TV. Their laundry's still in the thing. They ain't packed nothing on moving day. I can see you guys. Oh, no, Pastor. Did you lose your salvation? Almost. Almost. I was like, I felt like a tick, you know, like, what's going on? And I got in there, and I had to work through it. Packing their clothes. I don't want to touch your underwear, man. I don't know you that well. You should have done this yourself. And I'm packing stuff. And I remember, this is my last day of moving ministry. I'm giving this one up, Bishop. I paid my dues. Right? Not doing it. You know, and I had the grumpiest attitude you could imagine. I did. And God had to work on me and work on me. And work on me, and work on me. All about my attitude. I was running the ministry, but the weight I was given, I didn't much care for. Anybody ever been there? Well, just in case, let's read it in a let's get out of Matthew and let's go to Luke. Jesus may say it differently. Luke 9:23. You know, God spoke to Luke to write down this for all time and inspired scripture. So Matthew wrote it down as inspired scripture from the Word of God. So Matthew was spoken to by the Holy Spirit and wrote out what he wrote out. Let's see what Luke had to say. And he was saying to them all, if anyone wishes to follow me as my disciple, he must deny himself, set aside selfish interests, and take up his cross daily, expressing a willingness to endure whatever may come, and follow me. Do I need to read it in Mark? Do I? I think we get the point, don't we? It's very important that God wants us to bear up stuff. Stuff that we try to avoid. Stuff we try to pray away sometimes. Right? God's asking something of us. He's asking a bear up. Right? The book of Mark, I'm not going to read it, but Jesus says it there too. So God wanted this story repeated three times to us. How often we preached about our crosses. I'm a born-again, spirit-filled, gospel, miracle-loving, believing person for miracles. And I'd rather agree with you for that than for your cross. Sometimes God is saying, listen, I gave that to you. No, I didn't give that to you, that thing that's killing you that you're carrying around. Yeah, you're trying to keep that program alive just on your own shoulders. I'm going to kill you. But I asked you to do this, right? This will make you stronger. That'll make you weaker. You pick up your own weights, they'll make you weaker. You pick up his weights, you'll get stronger. That's how it works. It's truth. Say, I support the truth. Good, then sustain both the truth, right? The truth is we have many, many things and responsibilities in our lives, right, as disciples. What are some of the things that we're called to sustain? The poor, right? As disciples, we're supposed to take care of the poor, the sick, the needy, the lost, the church family, the brethren, each other, right? If you're a married person, a spouse, children, what is he giving? Like, he's given us stuff to steward. There's things that you have in your life that I don't have. Monetary things, talents, gifts, and abilities, he's given them to us, right? We're called to carry them. It's time that we sustain all that and more, right? Say, I'll carry my cross better. Check. Galatians 6, 2 through 5. Here we go. So now I got to carry my cross a little better, my burdens. What else is he asking? Galatians 6, 2 says, carry one another's burdens. What? Mine and somebody else's? Isn't that their J-O-B? Seriously, I just told everyone carry your own crosses. And they should go, yeah, I got mine, so now I got to help them. You just told them to carry their own. What are you doing to me? I ain't that strong. He said, I know, but it's time you get that strong. You've been wanting to be carried your whole life. Every time something goes on, carry me, the footprints of Jesus. Look at, man, that's just the flat. You're getting all whack and crying over a flat tire. Right? Little things pop out of life, we lose it. God said, listen, that's a terrible sound. That sound you're making is whining and it's not praise to me. You're not bearing your cross. You're broadcasting your burden. It's quiet today. So I don't know how we got. It's quiet today. And in this way, you will fulfill the requirements of the law. What, bear one another's burdens. And in this way, you'll fulfill the requirements of the law of Christ. That is the law of Christ's love. If anyone thinks he's something special, when in fact he's nothing special, he deceives himself. Check it out. But each one must, say that. Each one must. Right? Next slide. Next one. There you go. Each one must, right? Am I there? Okay. Each one must carefully scrutinize his own works. What? What are we called to do? I'm called to scrutinize everything Pastor does and says. I'm called to scrutinize whatever Nana does and says. I'm called to scrutinize Caleb, whatever he does and says. I'm called to scrutinize and scrutinize all your work. That's not what it says. But that's exactly what the church does to each other. Well, if I were over the movers ministry, it'd look a lot better. I'm trying to help us because it's a problem. It's an infection. It's a weakness and a disease that keeps us from getting to the goal line. Every time. Every time. We are not a wimpy church. We are the church of Jesus Christ. Resurrected from the dead, the power of God living in us. And sometimes he says, bear some stuff. It is time to bear not just our stuff. It is time to bear someone else's stuff. There comes a season where like, I can shoulder that a little bit, right? Oh, you want to do that? Yeah, I want to fulfill. Then how do I get that? He says, carefully scrutinize your own work then. Huh? Examine his own actions and attitudes and behavior. And then, oh good, this part I love. And then I can pick the speck on my brother's eye, right? That's the goal, and I got my log out so now I can go speck hunting. I don't think that's what it is. Scrutinize your own work, and then you can have the personal satisfaction an inner joy of doing something commendable without comparing yourself to another. For every person, say every person, will have to bear, every person will have to bear with patience their own faults, their own shortcomings, for which they alone are responsible. Stop picking out everybody else's issues. The church is not the issue police. No one's warranted you to be the Gestapo of goodness. Right? But he did say, listen, you want to get stronger? Yeah. Look at yourself in the mirror. Take a good look. Take a look at yourself. Don't you want to be somebody? Right? Take a look at yourself and go, what do I need to bear up better in God? And you can say anything to me. You can say anything. Even that thing I try to avoid, that weak area that he says, look at your finances, man, they're a mess. You ain't doing nothing I told you to do with it. And no wonder you're in such trouble, but it's so hard, the economy and blah, blah, blah. Bear up what I gave you. Bear it up. I'm trying to help us. There are things in our lives that we got to stop going, oh, I don't want to do it. I want someone to do it for me. If I just lay in a ball, will someone carry me? I'm having weakness moments. Well, Facebook, pastor's on the floor. He needs someone to pick him up quick. Come on now. Bear up. Bear up the stuff he gave you to bear up. And do that so well, you can go, I can carry this guy's burden for a little bit too. How can I do that? Well, I just came into some jack, and I can help a brother out. I'm a good, strong arm. I can help a brother out. I'm a good, right, because I'm doing good with my cross. I'm flexible now. I'm doing better. I can bear another's burdens. It says, every person will have to bear his own burdens, faults, shortcomings, which they're responsible. You desire to bear yours better? Let's do a scripture mashup for the sake of time. Matthew 11:30. Because this is like some contradictory stuff. I'm like, oh, I got to put that in. Come to me, all who are weary and heavily burdened by religious rituals that provide no peace, and I will give you rest, refreshing your souls with salvation. Take my yoke. Say my yoke. Take my yoke upon you. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest, renewal, blessed quiet for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear and my burden is light. What? How many feel like that's true? Like, I ain't falling for that, pastor. We all feel it's not. We know it's true and we don't feel that it's not. Okay. I don't feel like that's true sometimes. Sometimes I don't feel that. And when I feel that, I lose focus of the fact that he's the source, I'm not. Yeah. My burden is carried well and I produce peace when I carry his and not the ones I choose to pick up, right? His yoke is easy. My selection of yokes isn't. Obedience is better than sacrifice, right? Sometimes the hard thing he asks really causes a lightness to our soul, doesn't it? Matthew 23:4-5, for the sake of time, I'll bust on through there. The scribes and Pharisees tie up heavy loads that are hard to bear, and they place them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not lift a finger to make them lighter. They do all their deeds to be seen by men. Don't just look like you can, do it. Don't just look like you can sustain, do it. Man, I remember being in the gym, obviously decades and decades and decades ago, as a young, young man. And we'd be working out. And just about that time, believe it or not, steroids was not a common product like it could be today. It just wasn't. But there was a couple guys at the gym that were juicing, right? Right away. They went from like 114 pounds to like 165 pounds in like 2 months. They're like, come on, bro. That's my whey powder. No, it's not your whey powder. You know what I'm saying? We all think in the same way, power, bro. You, come on. You know, and you find the syringes in the bathroom. Like, and these guys, they come out after 2 months. They looked ripped. It was surprising how much little weight they could carry. They looked jacked, but they weren't as strong as they looked, right? Because they didn't build their muscle properly. They just looked like they built their muscle properly, but they didn't build it properly. So they couldn't carry the weight that looked like they could carry. You know? Don't do all your deeds to be seen by men. Don't look like you can. Right? Don't be show-offs of your sacrifice. It happens to us. Matthew 25:13. Here's the one I'm glad we're going to be gearing towards the end here, because here it is. Because lawlessness has increased, you feel like that? In the world in general, do you feel like lawlessness has increased a little bit? They're trying to defund the police, so if that happens, wait till you see the lawlessness, right? Because lawlessness has increased, the love of most people will grow cold. Huh? This is a fact. God spoke this. Because lawlessness has increased, the love of most are going to grow cold. But the one who endures and... Is my scripture up there? No. Sorry, I thought it was. I'm getting ready to point. The one who endures and bears up, it says. The one who endures and bears up to the end will be saved. What? God's expecting us to bear up all the way till his return. Or until our demise. When is the bear up over? It's not. When do we stop bearing up? Never. When do we stop holding the line? Ain't going to happen. When we stop making a sound? Not today. We're going to keep making sound. Or we're going to keep bearing up. Or we're going to keep taking ground. We're not going to give ground up. And we're going to sustain. Because we're the church. We're about to make history. We're that close to the finish line. We don't know it, but we are that close to the finish line. And he who endures to the end, he who decides to bear up to the end, will be saved. See, there's proof. You ever play sports or get into a ruckus with somebody, and you thought you had guys ahead your back, and you find out who's really there and who's not? That's kind of what this is saying. It's going to get rough at times in the season for the church. Sometimes the water's rough, and you got to sustain, right? Because it's all like this. And you'll know. The love of many are going to grow cold. They said they used to be followers of Christ. Why? Because that don't feel good. And God said, those who really love me, you will sustain. You will sustain, you will sustain, you will sustain, you will sustain. And if you don't endure to the end, the good news of the kingdom will be preached throughout the whole world as a testimony to all nations. Saying then, it's the next part of that verse, and then the end will come. I think sometimes, and I'm sad about this, and I have my little time frame that says keep moving, bro, but it does say that. I think we get so caught up in the end sometimes, prepping for doomsday. And believe me, I love to have guns and rations. I love that stuff. I got extra water. I got old potato flakes somewhere hidden. You know, got some cash in my safe. I'm ready to roll if Jesus says, come on, convoying out of here. Let's take him out. Let's go. I'm ready. G.I. Joe me. But that's not enduring to the end either. How do I wait for Jesus to come back? How do I hold the line? How do I sustain? What does he expect me to do? How does that look? I don't know. How does that look? It says in that scripture I just read, at the end of Matthew 24:13, it says this. The kingdom of God will be preached throughout the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come. We got a job. You know, it's not about building bigger churches and bigger attendance, bigger businesses. It's not about supporting just Christian companies. It is about you making a sound to preach the gospel to the whole world so Jesus can come back for them. Why are we called to bear these things? Why is it? Because people's lives are in the balance. Jesus didn't say, hey, you know what? Now that you're saved, let's find a white picket church fence. We'll get 2.3 kids, and you'll make about average medium wage, and then you'll live to about 82. And oh my gosh, that's not sustaining. That's giving up. We're the church of Jesus Christ, called to go into all the world and preach the gospel. That's radical. It's transforming. It's why I got involved in the first place. He saved my soul and set me free from sin, and then he gave me a job. If you really got saved, that's your mission too. If you know who Jesus Christ is, and he is your Lord and Savior, it's time to bear up the gospel in your life. There are people that need you to open your mouth, see your toughness for Jesus, see your last ability, and hear your song. Why? Because I want Jesus to come back. I want him here. And there's a whole world that still needs a little gospel in it, right? Say amen. Okay, so here we go. Sustain all you hear. Sustain until he returns. Sustain till your song is over. Sustain in the truth. Sustain under the truth. Sustain in what he gives you. And I'm going to conclude with John 15:4. So how do you hold the line? How do you trust? How do you champion the truth? How do you carry your cross? How do you sustain? John 15:4. Remain in me. Remain in me. Stop drifting away from me. Every time there's a storm, remain in me. When things are hard, don't run from me. Remain in me. When it looks dark and lonely and difficult, remain in me. When you don't know what to do and you can't figure out how you're going to solve the problem and you have no finances and no help and you're all alone and where is the moving ministry when you need it, remain in me. That's harsh. And truth and strength to us. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. Don't leave me. Don't leave my side. But you're walking out on the water. That's scary. Stay right with me. You're walking into a den of vipers. Stay right next to me. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. For a branch cannot produce fruit if it's severed from the vine. And you cannot be fruitful unless you remain in me. Yes, I am the vine and you are the branches. That's the facts. It says, those who remain in me and I in them will produce much fruit. But apart from me, you can do nothing, right? Go ahead and stand for a second. I don't know if Pastor Jody can come out and play now or not, Jake, but if she can, great. If not, sounds like she's wrestling a school of wild Indian children. I love our kids. We have some of the greatest kids I've ever seen in a church. I'm trying to be honest. We have some amazing kids who love Jesus, and they're just, I love our children. And our children's ministry does a fabulous job taking care of them. They really, and if you get a chance, look at all the new paintings and things that have been done. Don't look at them yet. Don't. Don't do it yet. Remain in the sanctuary. Sustain here, not there, okay? But it's time to remain in him, isn't it? Time to surrender to him as the source. I think we have a hard time. I'm a person who takes Advil cold and sinus sometimes, so I'll throw this on myself. Sometimes, I'm just going to be honest, sometimes I seek that as a source to breathe as opposed to praying first. I'm probably alone in that, right? When you get a headache, you the first thing you say, I'm going to lay hands and pray for you. You don't say, hey, can I get you an Advil? Right? Oh my gosh, what are we going to do? Finances dropped out. Danette's got 2 flat tires. In Jesus' name, she won't have any more. This is a hypothetical situation, devils, so shut up. But instead of calling AAA, maybe she just calls out to God, God, I don't know how to pay for these tires, how to fix these tires, and it's hot. Could you send me somebody? That's remaining in him. I think sometimes we don't source God. We source people of God before we source God. We source people of God before we source God. It's time to sustain what he's given us. Do you have things in your life that you're not really using for him? or that you kind of despise that you have to put up with? I do. Just a couple of us do. Pray for us. I bet there's stuff in your life that he's been talking to you about for a long time, so it's time to sustain with that. Stop fussing about it. Start working with it. How do I know that's probably true in your life? Because we are the church. We are the church. Maybe somebody's saying it's time to hold the line. You've been giving up ground inch by inch. Like, you know it. You know what he's talking about. I don't. So just don't think like, Pastor, you reading my mind? No, I'm not. But I know somebody's been giving up ground inch by inch. And the Lord isn't mad. He's saying, hold the line. Hold the line. I'm not asking you to take ground right now, but don't you stop holding the line. Don't give in. Don't let them push you backwards. Sometimes all you got in you is, I'm not going backwards. I might not be able to go forwards, but you are not pushing me backwards one more stinking time. You got to get an attitude, you know? You got to kind of get from the hood. You got to get a little hood in you. And go, bro, not going backwards. Not going to happen. I might not be going forward, but I am not going backwards. You hear me, dog? I ain't doing it. I'm holding the line. How are you going to know? I got to remain in you, God. I got to remain in you, or they're going to push me over. It's time. It's absolutely time for some of us to hold the line better. How about this category? Maybe you need prayer for carrying your cross. I'm believing for Mrs. Mary's miracle healing every day. And I pray for it every day. And I believe I'd like to see that removed from her life. But I don't know anybody who carries that cross better than her. You carry that cross beautifully. It's beautiful to watch. Didn't mean to call you out, but I'm just got to point out cross carriers sometimes. Right? Inspiration. Inspiration. That's what it's supposed to be, right? Maybe you're in this category. Maybe you don't make a sound for God. You know, maybe you don't give him your worship, or, and it's time this year, he says, it's time to open your mouth and worship. Or maybe when you're squeezed at work, when you could give a little Jesus, you're like, man, how are they going to react if I give them a little Jesus and I'm the weird guy at lunch? I won't eat lunch by myself. Lord, I like these people. Well, don't be weird. Just give them Jesus. I mean, honestly, you got to be all crazy about it. The Lord sent me over in the middle of your sandwich and he said, to lay hands on you. Come on. Unless the Lord tell you that, don't do that. Sit down. Spend a minute. Listen for God. Maybe this is your year to make a sound to the people you work with. I know it's this your year to praise. It is your year to praise. Like never before, there is stuff to worship the Lord about. Maybe it's time to remain in him. Maybe you walked away. Maybe you've been like, not so close to Jesus. And you feel condemned about it all the time. And all Jesus is saying, remain in me. Come on, you've been awake, so what? We family. We family, come on. Like, don't bring Elizabeth May over to the house. Well, I've not seen her in 3 days. Forget about it. Don't bring her over to my house. No, man. Come here. The last time you saw her, she was mad at you. You took something from her. She's like, Papa, that's mine. You got into a nasty fight. I don't care. I still want to see her. She's my baby girl. Right? Maybe that's for you and God. And you're thinking, man, he don't want to really see me. He already sees you. And he said, come remain. It's time to remain. You've been weak? Come remain. You need strength? Come remain. You need a source? Come remain. You need to hold the line? Come remain. You need to take some ground? Come remain. It's time to remain. If that's anybody here, and before I even pray for that, I'm going to have courage. Lord, this is okay. I feel like I'm going to pray for the group of people who need to sustain. And if that's you, start chewing on it. And don't like think, well, I hope Ed hears that. You know? Oh, my goodness. I hope so-and-so knows. Remember, examine yourself. What do you need to hear in this message? What do you need prayer for? Because I know I have a particular weakness in this sustain. But I know what I need my prayer for. I'm going to ask God for me. But I want to throw this out there for prayer. I feel like there may be, I can miss God, there may be someone who's got a really pretty deep scar, a physical scar on the back. And that someone like a father or an authority did to you in your life hurt you bad, real bad. And that scar reminds you of that hideous incident in your life. I felt like it was on somebody's back. And God said, that scar is so deep, that abuse that happened to you has limited you your whole life. And you can't stop thinking. Every time you touch yourself there, I kept seeing it at the back, I don't know. Every time you touch yourself there, your heart goes, oh, I remember that. And it hurts to still. Still hurts. If you have the courage, and if that's you, if you've been abused in some way, by somebody who was supposed to take care of you but abused you, I want to invite you up for prayer because I think Jesus wants to heal that right now. Right now. Forever. Forever. Maybe that's not you. Maybe you don't want to come up. The pastor called you out. That's okay. Because today's a day we all get healed. Today's a day we all come together. We all abide in Christ. Today's the day we hold the line, we sustain. We're about to do something that's going to change the world. Why? Because God's changing you. So Father, for every hand that's had a hard time sustaining this year, for every hurt or injury and abuse, Father, for every moment of weakness, for every time we wanted to give up, Father God, we are so close. Lord, this would be the year, Lord God, that we sustain like never before. Lord, these weights seem so much easier. We are so much stronger than we've ever been. Lord, I pray you pour out strength over the congregation in all the areas of their weakness. Wherever they've been weak, Father God, and unable to on their own, wherever I've been weak and unable to my own, Father, I pray that the sustain of God would wash over us this morning. Lord God, and I pray that the ground taken this year would be greater than it's ever been taken in people's lives. And testimonies, they couldn't help but make a sound. Lord, they're going to be so blessed in the things they do this year that their sound, even if they're squeezed, their sound comes out amazing for you. And I pray their sustain, Lord God, would last throughout the ages. Your church's sound, new season sound, my sound, their sound, Father, would make an impact until your return. Bring us together like never before, Lord. In Jesus' name.